Okay, testing, 1, 2, 3, 4.
Pittsburgh section, National Council of Jewish Women, Oral History 2. My name is Sylvia Sachs, and I'm with Wilma Wolfenstein on November 28, 1994, and we are talking to Donald Robinson. Just to test, Mr. Robinson, would you give your name and address so we can test this?
Donald Robinson, and my office is 6507 Wilkins Avenue, Pittsburgh, PA.
Mr. Robinson, the last we heard of you in 1978, we listened to your tapes then, and we'd like to bring your life and career up to date. So it is now 1994. In 1978, you were still working full-time, right?
Yes.
And, did you sell your company at that point?
Or? No, we had merged our company with Revco Drugstores back in 1972. And I still stayed semi-active with Revco. It was on the board. But we were involved in a number of other business projects at that time, and I also became very involved with the American Jewish Joint Distribution Committee.
Now, there are so many aspects, I think. Shall we do the business aspects first and then get into some of these other things, if it's okay with you?
Sure. By the way, I have a biography that printed bio, which might be very helpful here. There's a chronology to it. You want to stop this for a second?
Sure. Okay, Mr. Robinson, so after the Revco and so on, just give us some of the idea of the business that you and your family were involved in.
Okay. We're involved in warehouse properties. We own a number of buildings in the RITC parks. Mm-hmm. My son runs that business.
What's your son's name?
Stephen.
With a PH or?
With a PH. You can pull that door too, please. Excuse me, Brian. Let me have two of the photo bios. Yeah. Okay.
He runs the business, the real estate end of it, right?
Yes, and then we have a company called Gateway Travel, which my wife started, believe it.
Is that down on Marie Avenue?
Originally, mm-hmm. Right.
And your wife's birth name?
Sylvia. That's a good name. Mm-hmm. Okay. And she started that business about 10 years ago. And since then, we've expanded it considerably to where we're probably, we are one of the largest agencies in Pittsburgh now.
And where is that office?
The main office is here.
I mean, like where the customers?
We have 9 or 10 branch offices. And we do a very large corporate business. Most of that's conducted out of here. We have about 60 employees.
And this, your wife started on her own, and you supported it.
Does she
work in it full time?
No, she doesn't work in it that much anymore because we travel so much. Mm-hmm. So we have, you know, some very nice young people running the business.
Okay, and
we also run a venture capital company. My son runs.
Capital being that
we invest in a number of new enterprises, principally in either in medical or electronic companies that are Pittsburgh based. We've decided that we have plenty here to offer opportunities, so we're staying in Pittsburgh.
You're here. I'm happy to hear that. Okay, so that you have the warehouse properties, the Gateway Travel,
Venture Partner,
and the
Venture Capital Company.
They have a name like.
Right, the Robinson Properties LP is our warehouse properties, okay, and the Robinson Venture Partners is our. Right, and Stanley, what are you going to do with all this? I'm going to ask you.
What are we going to do with the interview? They are filed at the Hillman Library, and also at the council. And the idea is that someone who wants to write about Pittsburgh or some aspect in 1994, anyhow, this is a background for anybody.
It's a resource.
Resource for scholars or
research.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Okay, business-wise. And what are you involved in each of these things yourself?
Well, I'm not both the, and they're listed here, by the way, so this will help you a little bit for reference. The travel systems.
Excuse me,
I made
a
note.
Your
biography.
You have one dated in 93.
Yeah. Right.
This one's 92.
Okay.
All right, so we want the 93 one.
Yeah, please.
Okay.
Here's a 92.
Yeah.
Right. Okay. Right. Do you want this one a copy, Bernie?
I have it out there.
Okay. Bernie, bring me in a catalog, too, from my last show. Okay.
So you said that you are not particularly involved in, I mean, yourself personally?
Well, I'm not on a day-to-day basis. I'm too busy with too many other projects. But I am, and you know, I'm involved in the ownership and in policy and that kind of thing.
Do you miss the day-to-day business?
No, I'm too busy with too many other things.
Did you make a decision at in the late 70s that you were going to go to your other interests? And
yes, I actually middle 70s, I wanted to do other things, especially in the philanthropic world, and I became very involved with the American Jewish Joint Distribution Committee.
That's something we really want to get into.
Okay.
So these organizations, like for instance, when did your son come into the business? Did you say your daughter was also involved?
My daughter runs her own business. She does. She has a consulting business for public relations and advertising. That's what her specialty is.
Okay, and what is her name?
Carol Robinson.
I gather that your son is married and has the children. Are the children his that we saw the pictures of, or are they both?
One little girl is his, and my daughter has a boy and a girl. We have three grandchildren.
Okay. Carol has a married name?
She maintained her name, but she's married.
Okay. Well, just to get all this part out,
right.
What is her husband's name?
Jeffrey Martell.
J.
Jeffrey Martell.
M-A-R?
K-E-L.
Okay, and they have two children.
That's correct. He's an attorney with Alder, Cohn, and Grigsby. Okay.
And Stephen has one child, and what is his wife's name?
Barbara Robinson. She's a trust officer with Mellon Bank.
Doesn't anybody stay home anymore?
I don't think it helps.
And they have
one child.
A girl?
Girl.
And this is a girl, not a boy.
Right.
Okay. Don't you feel unusually lucky to have your children involved with you? Isn't that?
Oh, yeah, I see them every day. When I'm around, but I'm not around that much, so maybe that's why it works.
So many, including Wilma's families, all scattered around. I don't have children, but you know, it's kind of heartwarming to see everybody there.
Mm-hmm.
All right. That sort of sums up the business. It's all located here on Wilkins.
That's right.
And
And here's my bio, and it breaks down the business history right here.
See.
You got it right here.
You need to have it all down, don't you?
Okay, it's
all. Let's start on the.
You might want to go by this, Pittsburgh Community Service or Overseas National Agencies.
We need about a week to go over
No.
But you said, was the Joint Distribution Committee your first big involvement?
Well, no, I was very involved with our federation here.
I think you talked about it already, too.
Right. I was campaign chairman in 1967 and 68, and president in 1971 through 73.
Mm-hmm.
Right.
And so I see also in 75 to 78 you were vice president of Montefiore.
Right.
there are so many aspects of this, I don't know what to talk about first, but what would you discuss what you think about what's happened to Montefiore Hospital? I mean, it's losing its Jewish identity and so on. Do you have feelings pro or con on that?
No, I'm kind of neutral. I think that, you know, in some ways there's obviously a benefit for the Jewish community in that we've created this large foundation. And it's certainly going to be very helpful with Renaissance. You're familiar with Renaissance.
You mean City Renaissance?
No, no. The Renaissance campaign to rebuild all of our Jewish facilities.
I don't think I am familiar with that.
You're not? It's a $50 million campaign.
Is that the money that was received from the sale of the market?
No.
No?
The money that was received from the sale of Montefiore went into the new Montefiore Jewish Healthcare Foundation, and that's about $80 million now.
But no, I don't know about this Renaissance, and is that something that you're working on very?
I'm chairing the campaign here in Pittsburgh now, but we're kind of running all over the place, so I don't know if you want to do that.
Yeah, I know. Well, that's because you have so many different things. The
I apologize.
We need more people like you. Well, the Joint Distribution Committee kind of intrigued me because it's exotic and into Europe and so on.
Okay.
So let's just talk a little bit about that.
Fine. Let's talk about that. I've been involved with since the early 70s, with it's called the JDC, the Joint. It's the international agency that does perform services for Jews throughout the world.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Did that start with the concentration camps, or is that?
No. It started in 1914 when it was started by some of the old German Jewish families,
mm-hmm.
Warburg,
mm-hmm.
Brandeis, I think, was involved. All the old German Jewish families.
Mm-hmm.
In New York.
And was that to help new immigrants? Was that how it?
It was really to help. The first money was sent over to then Palestine,
mm-hmm.
To help the religious community, and also there were some urgent Jewish needs in Turkey. This is in 1914.
Mm-hmm. There's a book right there in that whole situation. There's
a number of books written about the Joint.
Really? And so you got involved in the
early 70s. And
what stage was the JDC at that time?
Well, the JDC is a major recipient of money from the United Jewish Appeal. The United Jewish Appeal gets most of their money from the federations,
mm-hmm.
like our own federation.
Mm-hmm.
So basically, the Joint or JDC is a major overseas agency that's funded by our federation and all the other federations throughout the country.
And does it concentrate on moving people from bad situations, say, to Israel, or is it if there's people in need who are Jews
in Paris?
It
does whatever we have to do to, it's rescue, relief, and rehabilitation are the three R's of the Joint.
Mm-hmm.
So rescue would be, as an example, helping the Jews that just came out of Syria, or helping the Jews that came out of Iran.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Relief is providing relief for the Jewish community in Romania,
mm-hmm.
or the Jewish community in Morocco, South America. Okay, and reconstruction is helping these communities to build, to become self-sufficient.
It's a big job.
Oh yeah, it's a big organization. Their budget this year is I think $70 million, something like that. Yeah.
And so you started. From the Pittsburgh, in the Pittsburgh branch of this, or
no, it's an international body, headquartered in New York,
mm-hmm.
and I would go to New York almost every week, especially when I was chairman of the budget committee, and then I became vice chairman, and then they made me chairman. In 1978, I believe, and president in 1978. Right?
President of the whole organization.
Yes. Yeah.
And at that time, you were still involved in your business, which you sort of had to...
I've always had some involvement in business, no matter what I've done. Yeah.
You must not sleep at night.
Well, I sleep okay. And I'm going to talk about my photography career
later. That's another whole thing. Well, before we get on to that, because that, you know, it's just amazing that you have that. Of
Kid
these
Topple.
Other...
Right. Let's talk about some of the others.
Yeah, the community service.
Okay, I'm still very involved in the joint distribution committee.
Mm-hmm.
I'm an honorary president, a lifetime member of the board. I'm on the executive committee.
And how often do you get together with those people?
Almost once a month now. It just seems like that. Just continued my very strong involvement. And they're of course, the organization is extremely active in many areas of the world.
And are you still involved with the UJF in Pittsburgh?
Yes. Yes.
Do you have a title there?
Well, I'm a lifetime board member. And I chaired their facilities development committee to redo the Federation building. We're just finishing that up. And I'm chairing this new campaign, which I can't believe you don't know about. You don't read the Chronicle. You know about it.
You're telling me.
You really don't know about Renaissance.
No.
We're going to redo the Jewish Home and Hospital for the Aged. You know where that is on Broad Street?
Oh, yes, I know.
All right, we're going to rebuild that.
I expect to be there
we're
pretty soon.
You know where the campus is, where the JCC is? You know where that is?
The new one at St. Philomena.
Well, that is going to be one of the schools.
Yeah.
Okay, we bought the St. Philomena's campus. Then we're extending the Jewish Community Center.
I knew these things in bits and pieces. I just didn't know they had a name.
The name of the campaign is Renaissance. It's under the umbrella of the Federation, United Jewish Federation. And I'm chairing the campaign to raise the money.
And so how much time would you be spending on that?
A lot. A lot. And I'm working with Jane Berkey down at Federation. You know her? Howard Rieger? You know Howard?
No, but many years ago I worked at the Federation. In the days of
Jerry Sirocco.
Back. I can't think of his name with a B.
Before Sirocco.
Yeah.
Bob Hiller. Oh my God, forget it.
No, he just died out in California. Bonner.
Oh, Jim Bronner.
Bronner.
Okay.
So. Now you're working on this Renaissance. You're still with the JDC.
Right.
The Symphony Society. You
no,
were
I'm not active with them anymore.
No.
I'm very involved with the Interfaith Hunger Appeal. You want to know what that's all about?
Interfaith.
It's all right here. Down towards the bottom.
Oh, interfaith.
Yeah.
Yes, I want to know about that.
Okay. We formed an organization of the major faiths to deal with the problems of world hunger. Okay, it really came, the major groups in that organization are American Jewish Joint Distribution Committee, the JDC. Learn to abbreviate JDC, you'll save a lot of time.
Mm-hmm.
Church World Service, which are the Protestant denominations. Catholic Relief Services, which is the overseas arm of the Catholic Church, and Lutheran World Relief. Okay. I was one of the founders of that organization. Okay, and that's going back to about 1980.
Did this come about because of just your interest in? I mean, were you on the side? We've got to do something about this. People
it came
started?
About because at that time I was president of the joint, the JDC.
Mm-hmm.
And the other major faiths came to us and said that maybe we ought to look at some of these problems globally and together. And we felt it was appropriate, so we formed this new organization, which is now a umbrella organization to address not just the problems of world hunger, but really the problems that of the social needs throughout the world.
How do you attribute your having kind of this ability to take this broad view? You, as you said in your earlier thing, you came from a modest family, and your father had this nice little business and so on. And what gave you this wide, you know, perspective and ability to see things worldwide rather
globally.
Than... Mm-hmm.
Well, you know, I think that there's a process. Number one, we like to travel. And when I got involved, especially with Jewish issues through the Federation and so forth, we started to make a number of trips to Israel. And in that process, we became very interested in Jewish communities throughout the world. So it was a natural step for me to become involved with the Joint Distribution Committee, the JDC.
Mm-hmm.
And I was invited to sit on their board, and once I sat on their board, I got very involved in global issues, because that's what they deal with. So we've traveled, my wife and I have probably been in 70, 75 countries. And we still do some traveling for the JDC. I'll be going to Santiago, Chile in about 2 months. And we'll be meeting with the Jewish community there, and then my son and I are going on to Antarctica for photography.
Is your son interested in photography too?
Not like I am.
Mm-hmm.
But,
if you need a person in Pittsburgh who's from Chile, I know one. Jewish.
We're going to meet with the Jewish community down there.
Yeah, she has.
I've been there before. Yeah.
Okay.
So that kind of covers, I think, the overseas national agency.
And I see here, locally, that you director of WQED.
I was director of QED, not now.
Because they had a big upset there, too, but that you weren't involved with
no.
that point.
No, I was off before that.
Well, maybe when we can use this to read into the FOWL, this information.
Yeah, I think it would be a lot easier.
You don't have to go through it all.
Right.
And you would like to talk about your photography. I understand you had shows, and tell us how you got into photography.
Oh, okay. All right. In the our first trip to Israel was in 1959. I might have mentioned this in the previous interview, and I took I was interested already in photography at that time. So I took some good cameras with me and did some serious photography that trip. And then we went back again in 1961, and I was very interested in serious photography then. Started to do some more work in Israel. And I met a wonderful photographer there. We became lifetime friends. His name is Fred Chaznik. C-Z-A-S-N-I-K, Chaznik.
C-Z-A-S-N-I-K,
Chaznik.
Is he an Israeli?
Yeah, they came out of Germany. Right.
Do you mind, I don't like to interrupt you, but how do you define serious photography?
Serious photography is someone who uses their photography for exhibition purposes. It's beyond the snapshot kind of thing. It's beyond something that you would just take and keep.
It's photography as art?
Correct.
Does that come naturally to you? Did you study it? Did you take,
Well, you have to realize that I had a very busy business career at certain times in my life. When that would happen, I'd kind of pushed this photography to the background.
Mm-hmm.
But I always wanted, when I had time, I'd always come back and whenever, as an example, if we merged our company, as we did in 72, I had some time then, so I went back as a serious photographer. And finally, in 1987, I decided that I was getting up there in years, and if I really wanted to achieve photographic success, then I had to devote a lot of time and effort to the undertaking. And that's when I started to get into exhibitions.
Well, how do you decide what you're going to photograph, or do you go through stages? When you first started, you started taking pictures of buildings, or how did it all develop?
When I started, I was more interested in people. And I did a lot of portraits and that kind of thing. As an example, when I'd go to Israel, through the auspices of the joint, the JDC, they would arrange for me to visit yeshivas. And I would find some very interesting scholarly faces, okay? Like this one.
Do some of those people, the real Orthodox, don't they dislike cameras?
Not the ones that we work with. Okay. Now, since 87, I've become interested in a broad range of photography. I'm interested in nature, wildlife, landscape. And I'm doing some action photography, too. So I just enjoy it.
Well, do you set aside a certain time? You say, this is when I'm going to forget this other stuff, and I'm going to work on my photography, and we're going to go to some area.
I do a lot of that. I do a lot of that. But what I try and do is I try and get all my other responsibilities done first, so that I reward myself by taking a photographic trip. As an example, in the last 6 months, my wife and I we've been to Aspen, Colorado.
And this was planned so that you could photograph?
Well, this was more of a social visit, but I did photograph there. But then I went to Vermont and New Hampshire specifically to photograph.
In winter or summer?
In October for fall color.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, I spent some time up in Ligonier for fall color. And my wife and I just came back from Hawaii a week ago. We were there 2 weeks, in which I did a lot of photography. And my son and I will be going to Antarctica in February for 2 weeks. So I spend a lot of time on my photography, I do. But I don't neglect, my other responsibilities.
Are you special cameras that you use, or do you have, would you say that your technique, is a personal technique, or how would you describe it?
I'll give you this catalog, which really says it all, okay? Mm-hmm. And I'll give you this because this is an acknowledgement by the museum director. And incidentally, I contributed in this last show I had at the Southern Allegheny Museum. I gave them, for their permanent collection, my entire show of 127 pieces.
Where is the Southern Allegheny Museum?
That's right up towards Altoona. It serves central Pennsylvania. And I have a show opening in the Carnegie Museum in January.
January what?
For sure.
You have a date?
Sure. January 21st. Yeah. That's opening, and that's going to be on Africa.
You do this for your own pleasure. Do you sell your photos?
Excuse me. Mm-hmm. In some shows, in some venues, I have to sell. Okay. And in others, I don't push by sales. Mm-hmm. I'm much more interested in, as an example, getting into the permanent collection of the museums. Okay. By the way, here is a photographic resume, which kind of gives you a little bit. There's a foreword in here. As as I said, I'll give you this. Yeah. Here's my resume here. Okay. That's a photographic resume. Okay. And then, of course, this is all the photographs. There's 127 in the show. Some of them are reproduced in the camera.
That's beautiful. Do you walk around in khaki clothes with camera bags all over you? And I'm so used to seeing photographers like that.
Yeah, that's me.
Are you treated by other photographers as a professional? I mean, do you associate with other photographers?
Yeah, I associate with, I have a cadre of photographic friends, not just here in Pittsburgh, but that are really very serious and very good photographers. And lots of times we'll travel together.
But you said you have changed. You started out with portraits, and now you're more into
landscape.
Yeah, they're just lovely. I don't know how anybody could have so many facets.
That's what my mother-in-law says. She still.